This is WTCS Voices. I'm Ben Conroff. Today, I'm joined by Amber Stancher. Amber is the Dean of Adult Education and Learning Resources at Mid-State Technical College and has developed a series of integrated education and training opportunities for students. These offerings provide adult education or English language learning contextually and concurrently with occupational training and workforce preparation to get students on a career pathway. Amber, welcome to WTCS Voices.
Thank you for having me.
First, can you share a bit about the IET offerings at Mid-State? Specifically, what career pathways do they align with and how is the IET offered?
I'll focus on three different IET programs that we have offered in the past that were set up in different ways. Our previous IETs were offered in machine tool, culinary, and the criminal justice areas. The Machine Tool Pre-Apprenticeship Program was a 14-week accelerated program, allowing participants to earn 12 credits towards the Machine Tool Technician Program, entry-level skills for employment, and a start towards entering the apprenticeship program. The adult education support was scheduled on a weekly basis throughout the program. The Culinary IET was an accelerated program that was taught at Sand Valley Golf Resort, allowing participants to earn 10 credits towards a culinary and hospitality programs, entry-level skills, and an internship at Sand Valley. Our adult education services were offered in two different formats. We offered an employability skills course prior to the start of the program. This allowed us time to start the conversation about the soft skills desired by the employer, and we also assessed the math skills of the participating students. Throughout the program, we had an additional time for our adult education faculty member to work with students on the math skills needed in the program as it related back to the curriculum. An example of this is the math involved in menu planning. The criminal justice IET was offered throughout the semester. It concentrated on the writing skills needed within the criminal justice program. The adult education offerings were scheduled on a weekly basis. Both the English Composition 1 faculty member and the occupational faculty coordinated assignments and supports to make this a successful partnership.
Great. Can you talk next a little bit about how you identify and select your IET career pathways? Is there consideration from employers or the use of labor market data? What are some of those things that you look at?
The pre-apprenticeship machine tool training program was made possible through a partnership with the North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board and the Job Center of Wisconsin. Machine tool was identified as a need in the area based on labor market data and employer feedback, and our Riowa partners provided the tuition funding for the program participants. The culinary program IET was identified through a partnership with Sand Valley Golf Resort. When discussing the needs of the employer, our grant and contract administrator and director of workforce and professional development identified a grant opportunity that would help meet the employer's need. Through discussions with Mid-State staff, including the faculty and Sand Valley staff, math support was identified as the IET need to make the program successful. In the corrections IET offering, we used program data and occupational faculty input to identify the area that students struggled in. Through the data and conversations, it was clear that students needed adult education instruction in writing, in addition to the English Composition 1 class required by the program.
That's great. It sounds like data and collaboration were key to designing or creating your IET career pathways. Can you talk a bit more about how you designed your IET instruction and support services? Specifically, who was at the table and what was the process like?
The initial meetings involved multiple internal staff that included members from grants, workforce development, deans, faculty, and institutional research. In the case of the Sand Valley, the chef was also involved in the initial conversations. After the need and schedule of the IET support was determined, the occupational faculty and adult education faculty worked closely together to develop assignments that included the occupational content that met the adult education competencies. Relevancy of assignments is crucial to the IET program. This collaboration allowed for the adult education assignments to build up to the occupational assignments that needed to be submitted. And this way, the student isn't doing anything extra necessarily, but they are building a deeper understanding of the foundational skills in reading, writing, or math, producing a better quality product, and having an overall better educational experience. This partnership and collaboration naturally leads to higher completion and retention rates.
Awesome. So with your IET designed and created, that pathway put together, can you talk a little bit about how you recruit and market your IET programming and who is your target audience to get students engaged?
We have various ways of marketing our IET programs. In the adult education department, we provide flyers, phone calls, and emails to our current program participants. A high school credential is not always a requirement for the IET being offered, so programs that have the built-in support can be an easier transition for our GED HSED students. IET offerings also are a great way for our students working towards a secondary diploma to utilize ability to benefit funds to transition into a college-level program while still making progress towards their GED or HSED. Our WIOA partners also help promote our IET offerings. Our workforce development area have regularly scheduled meetings throughout the year. During these meetings, we share marketing materials that can be dispersed to program participants. In many cases, this is in email format and shared during individual appointments. Throughout the district, we have regularly scheduled radio spots. When an IET is being offered, we talk about the upcoming opportunities and the benefits of participating. Press releases and being highlighted on the local news have also been used as ways to spread the word. We also promote Meet Me events.